Log Talk Radio.
My grandma used to say, baby, the show must go on. You know, I remember real quick. You know me and my story. I remember watching grandma. My grandma was a preacher, right? I can remember watching grandma around the house, and she moping, she walking, going about her daily business of grandma. But then when she get in that pulpit, it seems she turned into an 18, 19-year-old woman. And I used to ask, I said, Grandma, how do you do that? You know, I said, you walk around here with dead life falling off. And then when it's time to preach, no one would believe that you're that same person. She said, baby, the devil ain't going to stop my show. The devil ain't going to have people looking at me and saying, how she up there saying this and saying that and looking like that. So, to tribute to my grandma, that devil ain't going to stop this show, baby. I love you. Uh-huh. Keep on watching over me. This Bama Chris Rock and Will Smith has broken the internet. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And we would not be the show that Kale's Corner is if we wouldn't adapt. And at first, y'all, I'm telling y'all got to thank the Lord for Lady T. I'm serious. Because before I talked to Lady T, I started to come on this joint ignorant as can be about that situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. I really started to come on, you know, like in the rawest of rawness for DMV Kale. But after talking to my co-host and working this thing out and getting a lot of this stuff out of my system, I've come to realize that there is a more mature way. Will Smith, peep this, Will Smith. See, when you got a part, let me shut up. So we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss that Oscars incident because I'm pretty sure everyone wants to be able to get off their chest. Like I said, the internet has been blazing, going on and on and on and on about this situation.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a little time to reflect and to gather everyone's opinion on this situation. The Final Four of college basketball. Yes. And I'm talking about Duke. I'm talking about Kansas. I'm talking about Villanova and North Carolina. Boy, boy, oh boy. I want to know who y'all think is going to end up winning it all. Which team is going to take it all? You know what I mean? Who's going to persevere? Because we all know you get down to that Final Four, it's more like a pro ball atmosphere, and so these guys got to bring it. So who out of these four teams do you guys see bringing it? Okay. The NBA action heats up and teams begin to clear the paths to take their seat in their to make their way to their respective seating in the NBA playoffs. The Heat being number one in the East at 48-28.
Right.
And the Suns, and the Suns looking like the number one team in the NBA, seriously, at 61-14 in the West. You know, I'm telling y'all, it's about to get heated. It's about to get heated. And speaking of heat, the NFL draft is coming up, and I got to send a quick shout out to my friend Juanetta Williams and her son Savion Williams, who is working out in his pro day and trying to become a member of the NFL, and he has the Jets recent team looking at him as a prospect. So with that being said. Think about your team, your prospective team, and who do you think will be a good look for your team? Who will help to make your team stronger? So everybody think about that. When you come around to the NFL talk, that's what it's going to be. You're talking about? You're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All these topics and much, 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 much more. And, boy, all these topics and more. Or Kale's Corner. Y'all, hey, listen. Stay with me on this one, man. Stay with me on this one because, yeah, we gonna get funky here. I got a feeling that Will Smith and Chris Rock conversation gonna take up the majority of our time, but I really wanna hear everyone's opinion on that. Okay? 563-999-3782. I'm sorry, Tree. How are you? Anything you wanna add to this pre-game show?
No, we should. Everything's good. We good.
Hey, Trees, guess what? You know I've been in here sick, right?
Right.
Just now, just this moment when I said, Trees, what, you want to put anything in this pre-game show? Girl, I done took off my little stretch top. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing but an A shirt on now, girl. Kale's Corner makes me feel better already. Yeah, that's not bad.
No, that's right.
All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, and y'all be ready to discuss this Oscars fiasco. All right?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved.
All right, all right. Hey, y'all. Here's our chance to dance our way out of our constrictions, restrictions, whatever. It's the time. It's that time. I'm going to hold back on my synopsis or my thoughts on this Oscar situation because, like I said, I really want to hear where you all stand with this. So at this time, we're going to go to Lady T first. T, just tell me where you at with this thing, Lacey.
Will Smith handled it totally wrong. Mm-hmm. He had an issue with the joke. It was a whole lot of different ways you could have handled it. Condone violence by any means necessary, especially black on black crime, right? We're trying to get away from that. So that's putting us back up some years. So it's just a whole lot of different things that took place that you could talk about, like even with her alopecia, right? Even with the alopecia that she had. You go to any comedy show, whether it's right or wrong, the comedians normally crack a joke on, you know, whoever's sitting in the audience.
Yeah, especially that front row.
Especially the front row. Even though we say, how much you come to see this person, you know, do his thing or whatever, you go in knowing in your head that you may be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You go in knowing that, but you don't go in knowing, if I be a victim, I'm going to slap the you-know-what out somebody. That's what you don't do. And if he was any other regular person, regular smojo on the street, and you walked up to somebody and slapped them like that, you'd be sitting behind bars right now, whether they wanted to press charges or not.
True that.
Because that's what the state does. The state picks it up in most cases.
Yeah.
With all cases.
Yeah.
It's not just cases.
I can agree. I agree.
You
I
know?
Agree with you totally. I agree
with
you totally.
It's that was horrible. Like, Will Smith, I mean, he, look, I understand you under pressure. You under so much pressure, you know, the pop, you had to let the top off the kettle. But even that the top popped, even doing that popping, you know, you got to still have some type of composure with yourself. What if it was somebody else and they would have pulled out a gun and shot him right then and there on the awards, or slapped him back and now y'all back and forth fighting? Like, that was too much.
Yeah.
The slap was too much for me.
Okay. Let's go to what I call it. Let's go to Huckleberry on this one. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Ever since this happened, I've been wondering, what would 57 say? So let's go to 57 right now. What's up, Huckleberry? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, Huckleberry?
Feet don't fail me now. What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
I'm gonna tell you something. I used to watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back to back, and it's been recently. But that was my show, my man. Off my list now, dog. I can't watch him no more, man. I can't do that because I understand your frustration, and you took it out on Chris Rock on TV in front of millions of people. You had the nerve to think. And here's the thing. That walk was long enough for you to think about what you was going to do. And you still walked up there and smacked another black man on TV in front of everybody because of a joke that you originally laughed at. That you originally laughed at until you looked at your wife and she said, "Go get him."
Come on.
She said, "Go get him." And you, like the toy in her shop that you are, you followed her into oblivion.
Somebody say amen.
Now look at you.
Somebody say amen. Get that preacher his props, y'all.
You know?
57, I swear, 57, some of the things you say, be so off, I'll be like, what the hell is wrong with him? But this here, Tim, you hitting that nail on the exact head, son. You was hitting that nail on the head with this. Go on. Keep, I'm mad. I just had to give you a problem.
And like,
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go on.
No problem, bro. I think a lot of us, you know, feel the same way. A lot of us feel different. But, you know, would he have done that if it had been a white comic that cracked the joke? Would he have walked up there and smacked a white comic that cracked the joke? You know? What if it had been somebody up there cracked a joke like a Scarface or somebody that would have punched him in the face right there on stage? Would he have went
up
there?
But he wasn't going to walk up there for Scarface, bro. You already know that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Chris Rock was the target of all his anger from everything. What you need to look at is what you've let your wife do to you in public in front of everybody. And now you just took it out on that man. All your frustration came out in one night.
Yep.
You know,
let me
admire Chris Rock for not hitting him back and not putting the police on him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when asked, Chris Rock said he's not going to press charges. He's not going to press charges. And trust, listen, y'all, LAPD. The LAPD came to Chris Rock and asked him, "Do you want us to press charges on your behalf? Do you want to carry this any further?" The LAPD, and I don't know if anyone else realized or recognized the significance in that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I don't remember when I got assaulted, nobody even knock on my door and say, do you really want to do that? I mean, nobody did that.
Yeah.
I said, I want to press charges. Nobody came to my house and said, sir, you sure you don't want to press? Nobody did that.
No one.
And they left
it
open for him to come back later if he doesn't want to do it now. They left it open for him to come back later if he just changes his mind and file charges. That's
because
like
let me ask you a question, 57. Do you think I was thinking, like, he's frustrated. Will. I'm talking about Will. Like, he gets the okay from Jada, right? To sick him, like to go get him. Why not sit in your seat and say, hey, like interrupt the show just like you did, sitting in your seat, screaming from your seat, keep my wife's name out your mouth, MF, right?
Nah,
Chris Rock,
go without the
then,
curse words.
Then,
go,
he could have and
should have went without the curse words, but go ahead.
Without the curse words, right? He could have did it without the curse words and all that. I give you all that. Chris Rock then, I can hear in the background, he goes, okay. But had you did sitting in your seat, not ever getting up, just saying, hey, keep my wife's name out your mouth, and if Chris Rock kept it going, then say, apologize to my wife right now. Like, make him apologize right now and give him the opportunity to apologize to Jada because everybody make mistakes.
Hold on one second, because I know he over here itching to get in. Let's bring our man Ron into the picture and get his opinion on this. What's up, Ron? 007?
Hey, look, for all the people that hating on our football team, Brother Carroll, hey, what's up, y'all? For all the people that hating on our football team, keep our team name out your
that's right, bro. I know that's right, bro.
Somebody wants you smacking us, Ron.
No, it was real stuff, though. It was, you know, the memes, everything, that was funny and everything, but that was very unprofessional what Will Smith did because you're not, you know, saying, teaching us how to treat our coworkers. You know, you was once a comedian too. If you was on stage and you joked on somebody like that, you wouldn't want nobody to do you like that either. You know, you have to have a, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You, you've been in the business for 25, 30 years, and you should have a tough business. If you had a bad day that day, you should have stayed your ass home because you know how Chris Rock is. I mean, a.k.a. Pookie on New Jack. You know how he is. I mean, he's wrong with it. So, well, I don't know if he looks at – I mean, I don't know if it's because of the 2016 – when he when concussion got snubbed and he went on him then, you know what I'm saying? But it says in, you know, one of the books, thou shalt not take revenge. So he had that in his head. I think he had that in his head anyway. And I'm mad at Chris Rock. I'm mad at Chris Rock because why is it every time they Jada Pinkett come on the show, on that particular show, he always picked on them. There's other celebrities there. You don't never pick on Denzel. There was Tyler Perry. Hold on.
Yes, he did.
Hey.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Well, I ain't watched it. I was sleeping.
Ron, let me say this, Ron.
What did you talk about first?
There's a teleprompter in front of each person that is on that stage. And that teleprompter has on it exactly what each individual is to say. Chris Rock did not go off script. He did not think of things in his mind to say and said it. He read what was on the teleprompter. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I understand why he always go on that Jada Pinkett. There's other people that's in that order. There was other celebrities in the, you know, there. You know what I'm saying?
Ron,
that's
you know
what I'm getting at.
You know why, Ron?
Because there's nobody easier than Will and Jada Pinkett to make fun of.
Right now.
No one.
If you were
listening to the whole, that part of the telecast, Chris Rock started out teasing a white husband and wife about both of them being nominated for an Oscar, and if she loses, the husband better lose, or he'll never win in his house again.
Yep.
Both of them.
That was funny.
Then he goes to Jada Pinkett. Exactly.
No, he went to Denzel next.
Okay. I thought he went to Jada Pinkett and said, Jada, I love you, and I can't wait. I love you, Jada, and I can't wait for G.I. Jane Part 2. Where's the insult? Where is the insult? It's like 57 said, Will Smith had so much animosity built up. And let me tell you one thing about animosity, okay? When I was a young man, my father told me, son, always do and say what you feel you need to do and say, which means what your heart tells you about every situation, because you don't want last week's business to turn into this week's debacle. And that is exactly what we saw, y'all. We saw we saw Jada with the entanglement. I get pissed off every time I hear that freaking word, entanglement. You had an affair. You had a freaking affair with one of your children's friends, one of your son's friends. You had an affair with, and you want to make it fancy and classy and rename it, and then you're talking about it was a help issue. That young man was in need of help, so you decided to help him. What about your own damn kids? What about your own kids? Yeah. Have you offered any help? You know what? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all talk, man. I don't want to get into trouble. Can I say something to Ron?
Yeah. Come on, 57.
Hey, sis. Thanks, sis. Hey, Ron, this is what I'm going to say to you. That whole show, for the whole night, if you look at the whole show, they were cracking jokes on everybody in the audience, not just Chris Rock. The other hosts were cracking jokes on each other. Regina Hall at one time was calling all the single men on the stage, and she said, Will Smith, your name is on here too, but you ain't single, but Jada approves you to go there and do what you want to do anyway. Come on up here. They had
so everybody was rigging those wheels.
That wasn't the first time, you know. They were cracking on everybody in the show, and they had cracked on him and her once before, and it wasn't Chris Rock. So why did they take offense at Chris Rock saying that one little thing that he said?
Because he was the host. He was the host, and he was in the center of the floor with an audience.
He was a presenter. But it was something that Sis said earlier. Don't sit in the front row if you don't want to be a butt of a comedian's joke, because that's what they do.
You ain't never lying, too. I sit way in the back, and just like I sit in the back of the bus.
and you know what? I'm going to say this about it, you know. Like we said, everybody was teasing and cracking jokes. Why didn't the joke on Will Smith about how everybody views him as single strike a nerve with Jada as much as the joke on Jada? I'm going to tell you, listen, I protect my woman, and anybody that knows me knows ain't nothing going down against my woman, and I'm not standing full front like, what the hell, what you mean? What's going on? Or you got something to say to us? To us? You saying something to us? Yeah. But like Tree said, all Will Smith had to do was stand up as a man, give the cut it out signal with the hand slash in the throat. Hey, Smith, look, that's enough. That's enough. And leave it alone. You did not. And let's think about where they were, everybody. The Oscars. Do you know how hard it is for black people to be accepted for Oscars? Do you know how much of a... I mean, look at all the work that Will Smith has done up until this point. And this is the first Oscar they've given him. Will Smith has been in some powerful films. Some films of that era, of that time. And the one time that you are being awarded an Oscar, you go up and smack your brother. You go up and show the ignorance that they have placed upon us as black men and women forever. And I watched Jada, and I don't know if anybody else felt about it. See, Jada pissed me off even more. You cheating heifer.
Why you ain't smack August? Why you smack August in September?
Will Smith is a man that's been totally emaciated by his wife.
Totally.
By his wife. A book. Emasculated by his wife. A book. A show on TV. His own actions and everything.
Yep.
This open marriage stuff. He's the one that's losing out. Because when your wife get on TV and write a book and say you're not pleasing her in bed, when she puts that out to the public, now you're doing anything to try to prove to her you're a man. And last night you went too far. Sunday night you went too far.
Way too far. And the person that all of this, and I'm not saying anger because you all know I do not believe in a man putting his hands on a woman. So I'm going to say this. Everything you felt in a nonviolent nature should have been placed towards your wife. That should have been put on your wife, dog. You cannot go around. And then it's a comedian, dog. Chris Rock.
And everybody's saying,
oh, if it was this one or if it was that one, I bet you he wouldn't have done this or I bet you he wouldn't have done that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it was. What matters is the action that took place really had no business taking place. You don't go on stage and put your hands on anyone. You don't. Yeah. You don't, regardless. And that was, which is what I've said, you know, I'm tripping off the women, the young women, and I could say this, on social media saying he took up for his wife. That was wrong yeah. with that. There's nothing at all wrong with taking up for your wife.
Nope,
what's
nothing
wrong
at all.
Is, what is wrong is looking like a damn fool taking up for your wife. Because,
not doing it.
Because exactly. After it's all said and done, it's your name and reputation. And let's all think mm-hmm. about this. Will Smith has been Will Smith before Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett was Pinkett until Will Smith came into her life. Teresa and I were sitting around and we were trying to think, what has she played in? Her last featured role was in the movie Woo. Her last role,
yep,
period,
she,
was in
oh,
Girl.
And that wasn't all that.
It was amazing.
That movie,
was
her
amazing.
Best role was Set It Off. That was her best
well,
picture.
The Matrix, yeah.
That
was her best picture.
Stone.
You know? But she did Woo.
Well,
I'm going to what? And Low Down Dirty Shame with mm-hmm. Keenan Wayans. So she ain't really did a whole lot of nothing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't really did a whole lot. And she was on Different Strokes.
Different
World. Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, real quick, at this time, I want to say hi to my little sister, Trina Taylor, who was watching through Trees. Yeah, Trees.
Yeah.
I got my eye on you.
Yeah.
What's Trina?
And to
hey,
my
Trina.
Cousin. My cousin Quincy down in South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida. So Quincy be everywhere, y'all.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah,
my neck of the hood, Quincy. I'm from South Carolina.
Lackey, yeah. Lackey.
Thank you guys for joining in with us. Thank you guys for joining in with us. Let's take another call. Let's go to my man, Lou. What's up,
hey,
Lou?
Hey, Gil, how are you?
Hey,
thanks.
Lou.
Uh-oh, that's going to be good.
Hey, 57, thanks for calling in on Saturday.
Oh, no problem,
way,
bro.
Now, what I want, well, 57 knows what Saturday was, but in case that Kale and Teresa didn't know, last Saturday was my birthday, actually.
Exactly,
yeah.
Lou, and I'm mad at you, man. I'm mad
yeah.
at you, Lou. You didn't tell anyone that it was your birthday.
No.
Man.
I was, that's why I said call in, because I was trying to play dumb, you know. I want everybody to know, like, why is it so special, you
right.
know? So well,
you were
that.
Playing. You were
uh-huh.
playing.
See, you guys, see, guys, well, see, there's a method to what I do. There's a method to what I do.
Okay,
you, it's the method.
I see. Well,
so anyway, I'll just warm. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, my brother from
Thank
another
you.
Mother. Yeah.
Thank you.
So what you turn?
My man.
What'd you turn? 26? 25?
What
nope,
52.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations,
okay.
man.
Just so I am in dog years.
We'll not ever.
I'll just say one thing, though, about the Will Smith thing here. You know, I don't know, but do you really think that it was real? Do you think it was staged? Because I kind of look like it wasn't really real. No, not to me.
No, I kept saying it. Until all his money started going.
I think because it was so unexpected to us and we've
yeah.
never
mm-hmm.
seen that happen before, we thought that it was fake. Now, what I will say is Will didn't hit Chris Smith. Will Smith did not hit Chris Rock with the palm of his hand smack. He hit him with the fingertip.
Right.
And we all know the fingertip
right.
coming in aggression, they bring a little less than the actual
yeah.
palm of the hand. So
right.
I'll say he walked up and smacked him, yes. There's no question about that. But he did not smack
well,
him.
He didn't get all of it.
He didn't get all of it. So
I don't know that.
I
that may be all he got.
That's all he had in him, huh?
That's all he had.
By my cousin. my co-host.
Okay, okay.
Y'all see what I'm saying about her? He say that's all he got.
That was a good one, though, KL. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was on time.
So anyway, you know. Okay, I'll cut right to the chase here. Was anybody really surprised that, you know, St. Peter's did lose to Carolina on Sunday? I'm disappointed, yes. Surprised? No. They were just too big, too strong and whatnot, and, you know, that's what got them there. I mean, yeah, size isn't always everything, but most of the times, in this case, it is. And they were just, you know, overpowered by the mighty Giants of North Carolina.
Exactly.
Lou, did you just go on another subject just out the blue? Or did you just say?
Sorry.
Wow.
He's quicker than a politician that time. He was quicker than Donald Trump on that one.
That's a technical foul.
Good, though, Lou.
Is that a flavor one?
That was
flavor two.
Zemo, Nelly, Lou say I'm done. I'm done with Will and Chris Rock. Yeah, what y'all think about this?
Flavor one or flavor two?
But the final four is all blue now. Every team
all
out
blue.
There wearing blue and white. You know? But in the end, I'm going with Villanova and Kansas to win it all.
Time out. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll go into our final four call. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. That's you, and the Kale Corner crew.
Yes.
Good morning, Ken. No, let me play with that.
I miss little Benny. Benny and Chuck, man. I miss them too.
Anyway,
we ain't going to go down that road, y'all, but that jump's fine.
The final four,
we're talking about the Duke Blue Devils, Kansas Jayhawks, Villanova Wildcats, and one HC North Carolina. You know, I don't know why, but Villanova, man, them boys look like they got their mind on nothing but winning. Serious. And they're not accepting anything but a win to me. That's just where I feel with it right now.
Win
so
or bust.
I would have to say my money is on Villanova. Come on, 57. I heard you getting started before we went to break.
Well, you know what, Kale? I have to agree with you. I think the most complete team in the Final Four is Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
Duke is the hottest team going in there, and North Carolina is on a roll. Kansas got a good team, but I don't think North Carolina can beat Villanova, and I think with Duke on the roll that they have, they got a chance. But I just think Villanova got a complete team, and they could beat anybody in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I agree.
Let me ask y'all a question. And this is my philosophy, if I may. Do we think that Duke could be given a pass where, I mean, less calls against them and things of this nature, because this is Krzyzewski's last, Coach K's last run.
Yes,
or,
yes.
No.
You think so?
No. Simply because it's Duke, they get it. They get it because it's Duke.
They going to get it anyway.
It ain't got nothing to, yeah, they get it anyway, man. That's why I don't like them.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I see calls out there, and I'm like, come on, man. That's just – if it wasn't Duke, you wouldn't have made that call.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I can see that. You know, I don't know what it is, man. Duke, everybody hates Duke, you know what I mean, for whatever reason. Everyone has their own reason.
Yeah,
I'm like 57. Hey. I think because any other game at any other time, that play would have been a call against the other team. But when you're watching Duke, it's like that call won't be made against them. You know,
that's true.
Yeah,
I'm just like 57 with that, and that births my dislike in them as a team because. I've seen it one too many times before.
Yeah.
And I mean game-changing no calls, not just regular no calls, game-changing no calls. So, that you know, that's my stand on that situation. It's like, come on, yeah. You know, call the game fair, at least try to, you know. Let us know, you know, you have avid fans and you have fly-by-night fans here watching this game. Everybody wants to see a good game, which means calls are being made fairly across the board. That's just the way I look at it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's just the way I look at it. So Treach, who do you say will take it all out of these four, being number two seed Duke, number one seed Kansas, number two seed Villanova, and number eight seed North Carolina?
Okay. So, my personal, like me, I think Villanova is the team, right? But Kansas is like a sleeper because nobody was even talking about Kansas. Nobody wanted either. I mean, you know, like when all these, you know, Peters was taking over the world and they was a good comeback team, Kansas was still number one. They was just moving right along, just staying under the radar. They wasn't making no noise. They wasn't making no headlines. So, I don't know. We got to watch out for Kansas. Now, watch out for Kansas.
Yeah, we do.
We got to watch out for Kansas.
I agree with you. But, hey, Sid, I remember telling Kale in the middle of the season, though, we weren't talking about college basketball. We were talking about the Wizards. And I was saying, I hope the Wizards could get that center from Kansas, Olibayou or Okabayou. I can't pronounce his name. But it's O-G-B-U, Okabayou, something like that. Because the boy is a good center. He is good.
I call him,
you know?
I call him OG Boogie. Yeah. OG
Boogie. OG
Boogie. Yeah. That's what I call him, OG Boogie. He's a great
OG Boogie.
And the thing about it, his body, he doesn't even have his man body yet. You know what I mean?
Nope.
So, yeah, that dude going to be something nice. That dude going to be something nice. Speaking of something nice, Brother Tank, what's up? Welcome to the corner, bro.
Hey, Tank.
What it do, fam? Much love and respect always. What's up, big bro?
What's
Mr.
up, Payne?
Always.
Hey,
57,
hey.
007, Lou. What's happening?
What over there?
Man, ain't nothing, man.
Hey, we missed Lou's birthday. It was Lou's birthday Saturday.
Yeah,
oh, happy
man.
Birthday. Hey, Cowboy fan.
That's why I wanted you guys to call
baby.
In.
Happy birthday. May God bless you.
I called
in, Lou. Cowboy fan.
Huh? Yeah. But
you,
for those of
you
who did
say
Cowboy
fan.
You.
I am
you
Cowboy fan. I am.
Cowboy
fan. I've been on the corner for 2 years now, and I know who the Cowboy fans are, Miss T.
I'm on the green.
We ain't going to hold it. We ain't going to hold it against him. He a cowboy.
Right. I was going to say, y'all keep saying that like it's a good thing.
You know?
Yeah. We all know the Cowboys fans.
Talking about the Final Four, and to me, after North Carolina got Duke in that the Overlord Championship, I kind of figured they was going to set it up for them to meet again in the Final Four. And like, I can't remember who was saying it just a couple of minutes ago, but I agree with them with Duke getting all the calls, and they're going to get more calls because Krzyzewski is leaving out this year. That's right. They're going to get more calls. And if I was to put my money on, I would go with Duke because that's who they really want to win it all. I know how that Vegas goes, man.
Yeah.
That money
is
fine.
I would say that too, but then I said, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
But I
know Villanova is the best. Uh-huh. I know Villanova. To me, I agree with y'all also that Villanova is the strongest team right now through all of them. But, man, Krzyzewski, man, that's their man.
It is.
Yeah.
They're going to have to literally just beat them and the refs that game, I guarantee you.
But
real talk.
Sis.
What you about to say?
If you can check on something, sis, I think it's either Villanova or Duke. One of their all-star guards got hurt. He, like, tore a hamstring or something Saturday.
Oh, Lord, for real?
I think they're not sure, but, they saw his leg pop. I can't remember if it was – I think it was Villanova.
You said Villanova.
That's not going to be good.
Yeah, it was either Villanova or Kansas. It was one of them. It had happened Saturday. And they took him out the game. Even though they still won the game, he came back out on the court on crutches. I can't remember which one it was. You know, so that might change our outlook if we knew that right there.
Right. I'm going to find a few.
And if it's Villanova, that really let me know that Duke going to win it all.
Right.
Is it my turn?
He said, what up, y'all?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your turn.
Go ahead, bro.
That's why
as stated, in the ACC, thank y'all so much. As stated in the ACC tournament, y'all know what happened when North Carolina and Duke met. North Carolina got that win. And I was like, something about Coach K. Well, remember that incident with Coach K? I was like, it was suspected for Duke to win it all. That's how the story looks like it's going to be written, but not so fast, as Lee Corso would say. North Carolina Tar Heels is walking out the champions. Reason why they're walking out the champions is because Armando Bocas averaging 16.5 points per game, 58.6 from the field goal, as a forward. And got some good guards and everything like that. So I got North Carolina winning the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I hear you. Hey, look. He'll just give you his opinion. 007 bringing the facts.
He gives you some stats. Yeah.
Great job.
That was a setup. That was a setup, bro.
Thank you.
Duke lost that game on purpose, man.
You think so?
I don't know. Duke didn't even play as hard as they had been playing throughout the whole season, throughout the tournament till they got to North Carolina. And then nobody could get the handle on the ball. Nobody could find their man. Mike Krzyzewski wasn't jumping up and down off the bench like he normally does. Motivation to go into the tournament. John Thompson used to do it all the time. Motivation to go into the tournament to win the whole thing.
So guess what? Guess what, 57? You right. He is out. His name is Justin Moore. He is out. He is the best player they got on the Villanova team, and he is out.
Oh,
yeah.
If y'all some betting people, y'all better go with Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh,
I don't blame. I don't blame you after Coach K cut the players out. And I remember y'all was mad at Coach K cutting the players out. I think if they win it all, they are rewarded for the cutting.
No,
and if they don't,
and you know what? Because of that reason, I hope that they don't. Because I don't want people to think it's okay for you as a head coach to act the ass on your players. Them boys was out there giving them their all, man. Everybody meets eventually in their life that one person who's going to go a little harder than them. That one team who's going to put a little more effort into it. That doesn't mean that don't give you the right as a coach to chew your dudes out. For real, you look stupid.
I still ain't mad
coach.
At it. I ain't mad at it.
I just hope, like you said, you hope they lose, but let's hope at the same time they respond to that loss. Because if not, then yes, it's a waste.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you this, for real. As a coach and players, if that loss didn't give you enough to boost your effort in your next opportunity,
no.
Then your coach ain't crap. As a coach, you're not crap. If that loss
right.
didn't motivate your boy, coach, mm-hmm. you some doo-doo, for real. Because
yeah.
Let me tell you something. You learn more in a loss than you learn in a win any day.
Yes, yes.
That is true.
Reason being, with a loss, there's all type of how do I do, what should I do, when should I have done involved than with a win. With a win, you get everything appropriate. You did everything like you should have, supposed to have done it. But with
mm-hmm.
the loss, we made a mistake here. We made a mistake. Oh, this is what we should. Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to do. Okay. That is what we need to do. You see what I'm saying? All of that is involved with a loss. If you're a good coach, you don't need to stress out and stress the importance of doing this and doing that because you've already done it all season with your boys, your young men, excuse me. You've already done it all season with them. So to get in front of the media and down, you know, put these young men down, I mean, Joe, you're just showing that you're not a good coach, seriously. And then it lends to, was it your talent? Or was it your teaching which has gotten you this far?
Yep. Brother Cal, can I say this? This is one of the funnest seasons because you have two powerhouses from the ACC going at it. And you know, in the regions. This is like unheard of, you know, except for, you know, somebody representing one-on-one, but it's two of
mm-hmm.
them, you know, saying going at it before the national championship. Like, for example, 85, we have Villanova and Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Which that game
right.
disappointed me. I just
hey,
wish this was like the national championship.
Don't pull up.
Please don't bring up 85.
Yeah.
Please.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had to. This is third. It's therapy. I had to.
No. All that. Come on, bro.
I know.
Do that for yourself,
it hurt me
please,
too.
Bruh.
Believe me. Look, bro. Check this out. In the third grade, bro. When my mom and dad told me go to bed. We had a 15-point lead. I thought we was gonna win that.
Man.
Woke up
yeah.
in the morning.
Look at you. You see what I'm saying? He said, all right, y'all, this is therapy. Therapy over, y'all. Stop talking about that game,
yeah.
y'all. We're going to lose this.
Yeah, please, man.
You're going to get dropped on the corner.
Right.
Ain't
nobody standing in this talking about that game.
Yeah, this feet up
yeah.
on the gate.
Yes. Hey, look, you about to get Will Smith.
Hey, we, hey, look, and Kel, we standing in line. We standing in line with this Mackey.
I cannot
yes, sir.
Hey, but look, let me say something. If I can say something real quick. Oh, I'm sorry, Marcus.
Go ahead real quick, Finstaff. Marcus, you next. Go ahead, Finstaff.
John Thompson used to say when they were winning that, Tang heard this conversation when he was on the radio. He said he would go into the locker room. They could have destroyed the team. He would pick out one of his players and just jump on them and go, why did you shoot that shot right there? And they would beat the team by 20 points. He would cut into him because he said, I had nothing else. They played a great game, so I had to find something to get on them about.
Yeah, exactly. Big JT, man. I miss that dude, man.
But that was a good coach. That was John. That was a good coach.
A great coach. I remember Allen Iverson, and I think I put this post up in Kale's Corner, where Allen Iverson came to John Thompson and told him he wanted to play football. John Thompson called him everything but a child of God, and then began to tell him.
I can imagine what he didn't want.
You know, and then began to tell him how stupid that idea was, you know, that he didn't even have no business thinking about a football player. So, yeah, old JT, great coach. But, That injury just put a shock in my whole system, Tree. You know?
Yep.
Wow. For those who didn't
know, I'm changing my pick, man.
For those who didn't hear, Tree, tell them why you're changing your pick and then say who you're going to pick.
Oh, I'm changing my pick from Villanova to Duke. Because Justin for Villanova, their all around player, the best player on their team, he is not playing. Okay, he is not playing. They over there scrambling. So I don't know what they may have played a good game and they may win, but I can't trust them right now.
Wow. I don't even know. I think I'm gonna wait and hold my. But, yeah, Villanova is definitely off of that.
What do you mean you're going to wait and hold yours, Kale?
Right.
How you going to hold it, man? Pick a team.
All right.
What you going to do?
Kansas.
Pick a team.
I'm going to say Kansas.
Tar Heels.
That's it. You just hate Duke so much. Duke like Cowboys for you.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, how are you? The Duke like Cowboys, he can't stand Duke just like he can't stand the Cowboys. He can't stand both of them.
Equal amount
of hate to both of them.
I believe that. I've seen it all my life.
I'm from North Carolina. You know what I mean? I'm from North Carolina. But North Carolina, just they don't look strong enough to me right now. They just don't look strong enough.
No, they don't.
As a team. So, and I can't go with Duke. Yeah, they big enough. They just ain't strong enough. So, with that being said, you know, let's go Kansas.
Okay. I like Kansas.
Yeah. But
I like
look,
Kansas.
Because
Charles and Paul Pierce.
But because D.C. Hill picked them for the reasons that he picked them, Kansas, he ended up losing because I picked them just because I hate Duke. Don't like Duke, rather.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's karma coming back up on me, man. That's all. Karma coming back up on me.
Where's that karma going to come back on me?
Yeah. You know how it is. We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Kirby, I see you, buddy. I see you, Kirby. When we come back, we're going to get into this NBA action. Real quick, boy. You're talking about? Yeah, I don't talk about it.
What are you doing?
Uh-huh. Oh my God, I'm so hyped. Yeah,
I'm a big boy fan.
Oh my goodness. What is wrong with Ron, yo?
He didn't miss that.
He's feeling good, man. Okay. He on the corner and it's Friday Eve.
Exactly.
No, not yet. It ain't Friday Eve. Yet.
Hey, what the hell are you smoking over there?
Today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
My bad.
Dang.
Today is Tuesday.
Put it down, bro.
We're happy because it's Hump Day Eve. We'll say that. It's Hump Day Eve. So.
Yeah. Hey, you look really cold out there today, won't it?
Tell me if I'm pronouncing this right. Hey, Miss Betty Anderson. Did I pronounce it right, Tree?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, she said I'm late. You ain't never late. You always on time. You on your time, that girl. Got that back.
I said, ain't she like to see the video?
Yep. Sure enough. See, that's what we need, y'all. That's exactly what we need. We appreciate that. We appreciate y'all for real.
This
NBA, man, hey, listen, I ain't know the Suns was doing this thing like they doing it, man, for real. You know, them Suns look like the team to beat East or West, you know? I like her emoji. That's cute. I looked at my phone, trees. I seen this bitch high. And I'm like, who is that? Oh, okay. That's a that.
She always do that.
Everybody is saying New Jersey, the Nets are coming into their own, and a lot of people can't really sleep on them and what they're doing. But it's looking again to me like I don't care what the East is doing. That West looks like they're trying to take the championship, right? And if you go even a little bit further, I could appreciate Chris Paul with all he's been through actually ending up a champion. I can appreciate that. Go ahead, Trace.
They sleeping on the Suns. And they underrated right now. And I think it's not fair because we're talking about how bad all the other teams are. We're not really talking about them. The Suns have won 61 games, y'all. 61 games. That's a lot. Everybody else is like 50. You know what I'm saying? Like they 10 games over what they need to be at this moment. And they don't get no airtime. They don't get no radio time. They don't get no interviews. They don't get nothing. They being disrespected right now. Period.
Okay. Lou, being a New Jerseyan, tell me what it is that you're seeing, Lou. Who do you think? Do you think your boys is going to take it off, New Jersey? Do you see them?
Let's just say now, I think we're on the bubble here. I can go either direction. We're in this eighth seed. We have one, two games there, but we took a big loss on Sunday. They have to get their act together. Kyrie's got to stay healthy. The whole team's got to stay healthy. If they can do that, you know, they can move past of the playing game and, you know, be secure for the playoffs. But they got to, you know, they got to get their act together. So it doesn't go either way here with the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Hey, does anybody remember maybe 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, me saying that I bet you before this thing breaks down to the playoffs and conditioning and all of that, New Jersey is going to change that ruling that's keeping Kyrie Irving off the court. Didn't I tell you all that? And it's funny.
Yes,
it's
you did.
Funny. And I'm not trying to boast or anything, because this was one of those, okay, this is what it's going to be, one of those sensical revelations, because I felt that this was what it's going to be. They're not going to have a part as big as Kyrie Irving to the Nets sitting on the sideline because of COVID. They're just not going to do that, you know. So, you know, this was just one of those sensical observations for me. But telling you, I knew that this was going to happen, because I was watching, I almost said Half Baked. I was watching First Take this morning, and they were discussing it. And I'm saying to myself the whole time they're talking, who really in their right mind thought that Kyrie Irving was not going to be a part of the playoffs? That's crazy. That's money.
James thought it.
James?
Yeah.
James who?
You know James who James is? Harden.
No. Oh, James Harden. He thought Kyrie was. Oh, yeah. You know what? Okay.
That's
I
why
told
he's
I'm a little under. I told y'all I'm a little under the weather. So, okay. I'm caught up with you now, sir.
Okay.
I'm caught
yeah,
up with you now.
Yeah, that's why
he's jumping. Yeah. And I bet you he's really kicking himself now.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, I bet he's really kicking himself now. Yeah. I'm wondering, you know, going forward, what type of NBA, you know, playoffs are we going to have? Because we saw last year where Patrick Beverley pushed Chris Paul in the back.
In the back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but to wonder how many of this year's players will take on that Will Smith position as far as I've had enough. Enough is enough. You know? Because we all
I hope this dies right with the Will Smith thing. I just hope it dies right there. I hope it don't be no trickle down effects. I hope nobody else don't feel froggy and be walking up on stage trying to slap somebody, because ain't too many more Chris Rocks out here. I'm going to put it like that, and I'm going to leave it alone.
It's really not.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
so,
going to leave that alone, but I'm going to leave that right there, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm going to just say, buyers beware. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like Sis say, ain't too many Chris Rocks out here. But I just, I know normally during the NBA playoffs, you have a lot of guys who get emotional. They caught up in their emotions. So, yeah, I'm just hoping that we don't have that. And if we do, we're going to talk about it on the call. You better believe that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you.
Well, in the end, I hope the playoffs will, you know, like you said, you know, I hope they don't, you know, do all that wrecking and stuff. Hope the referee just keep it tight, call the right calls or whatever the case is, so it won't escalate anybody getting ejections, busted nose, or pimp slap in the face. We don't want that in the playoffs. We don't want no squabbles in the playoffs. None of that.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I'm glad you said that, because the referees have to realize that they control a lot of that by their calls and no calls and things of that nature. You're in control of the situation. So I hope that the referees take it all into consideration when they're calling these games, you know, because a big part relies on you doing your job properly. Not just doing your job, but doing your job properly.
And another thing I meant to say, the Phoenix Suns reminds me of, you know, the hockey team that wins the President's Cup, meaning that when you have the best record in the whole division, you get the President's Cup, which is a curse. What I'm saying is them being number one is could be a curse this year because, you know, we got all these other teams like Memphis, the Utah Jazz, you know, they're, you know, they on their tail. But as I stated a month or two ago, you know, I had Boston and Philadelphia seeing each other in the finals, and it's looking kind of clear right now. Embiid making me, you know, saying look like, you know, saying genius right now with his scoring and everything. And if James Harden keeps his scoring up, Philadelphia could be the team to, you know, beat. They could be the one going to the finals. No disrespect to all the other teams in the East.
It's going to be what it is. If they win, they win. I mean, if they got to do a fast quit.
Hey, listen, let me ask y'all one question. Even if Philadelphia does find some way to make it, do you really trust them? I don't trust them.
Nope.
I don't. Because when it comes down to the coaching, Oh, I almost cursed.
I know. I was going to catch you.
We know.
I'll take Thumbhead over Rivers. Give me Thumbhead over Doc Rivers any day because, I mean, they both, for real, coach about the same caliber. So, yeah, give me Thumbhead, man, you know?
Yeah, Thumbhead did win Sunday, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He was out there coaching, man.
To my brother Tang, hey, dog, your words was an inspiration, man. It really was good to see these Wizards play as a team, man, and accomplish something, for real.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Well,
but keep your I think on paper,
if they had a good coach, Philly could run away with this thing in the East. But they don't have a good coach. You know, if everybody was healthy, I think they could run away with it. But they don't have a good coach. Embiid wants to do his own thing.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's his problem.
He is sickening.
Yep.
Okay.
He's really going to be hurt this year when they give Joker. He got help. But he wants to be the man. He wants to get the rebound, bring the ball down the court, take the three-pointer, you know, but he doesn't want to go inside and get the rebound. He only want to block shots on the inside like a seven-footer should be doing. Till he does
that. Well, if you had somebody 7 foot that could play up, like, I mean, they ain't supposed to really play no point guard, but if you have a shooting touch as a point guard and you could have a post game, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's including block shots and getting rebounds, offensive rebounds.
I'm glad.
Let me say what's wrong
with
it.
Yeah, because what's wrong with it is he can't shoot it, but that's not where he's supposed to be, bro. When he shoot it and you missing and keep constantly missing, man, that's when y'all saying why y'all mad at Doc, because at some point in time, he's supposed to snatch him up and say, hey, man, I better not see you nowhere around that perimeter no more.
Exactly.
No more this game.
You better be in that paint. You better be in that paint.
That's why you got five positions
out there, and the center is one of them.
With the sensitive thought pattern of today's athlete, Doc can say, hey, look, you better serve your team down in the paint, man. Out on the perimeter, you're not a great asset because your three-pointer is a 50-50. But when you're down in that paint, your layups, your dunks, your five, 6 foot shot, they are 100%. because that's what we need to be doing.
And guess what? Those are high percentage shots right there.
Right
there. 2 points is always
those are high percentage shots.
If you want that three-pointer, bang. Go up and bang. Get some contact. Make that basket. And then go to the line for your third point. You know, there's
old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way. But see, like Tang just said, you can't come to today's player that way. Hey, man, don't let me see you, because now he's on the court where he's telling me what I can and can't do. And yeah, you know, all of this and that. We lost the game because he did this, or we lost the game because he didn't call this call. So you don't want to come across to put that type of negativity in your player's mind. So what you say to him is, dude, you know what? You serve your team 100% better down in the paint, dog.
Brother Gil, Abib is averaging 11.6 points per game in rebounds. With 29 points, with 29 points, and offense, the offensive rebounds is 2.2. I don't know if that's a good thing for a center.
That's bad.
You know what that is?
Bad.
Yeah, exactly. You know what that tells me? On the defensive end, he's down there in that paint. You know why? Because the other team center is playing where he's supposed to. On that offensive end, he's not getting those rebounds because he's on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
He's supposed to get those. He's supposed to be the cleaner man.
That's why. And guess what, Ron? That 11 can go to 17 a game if he stay down there on offense.
Right.
And another thing, he lead the team in blocks with 1.5, lead the team in rebounds and scoring, meaning that somebody else got to step up and help him out.
Not really. He only got 1.5 for a center.
Yeah.
He only got 1.5 for a center. That means a guard is close to him.
He ain't in the paint.
That's not a good statistic right there, Ron. 1.5. That's not good.
Yeah. Because this is why I'm bringing and y'all helping me out with this. And he got to do better for us getting down the plane and getting them block shots so they could, you know, really make a. If they want to make a run, it got to be better block shots than that. He got at least average like 3 or 4 block shots a game in the playoffs.
That's true.
In order to win.
Yeah. This guy is bigger than Shaq.
On my team, he at least getting 2 a game. You got Jimmy Butler, as small as he is, he getting 2 a game.
Oh, wow.
Get in the paint, brother. Get in the paint.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler's a point guard. He gets 2.0 blocks per game as a point guard. I mean, you telling me that
it's
the Bulls really do have more chance.
And let me tell you what you do. What you do when you bring your center comes out to the perimeter. Now your point guard, he doesn't have any room to maneuver. Because instead of having 2 to 3 people, now he got 4 people up there at the perimeter trying to get the ball.
The paint is now clogged up. It's all clogged up. So once it's clogged, guess what, y'all? It's no movement. The definition of a good offense is flowing. It's how that offense flows. And if your offense is clogged up, there's no flow.
That's right.
There is no flow on every level.
You need to be able to every now and then go inside and throw it back outside. And if your center ain't posted up inside, you can't throw it in there.
Well, you
ain't gonna never be able to throw it to him in the paint because he ain't never in the paint.
He ain't never
there.
Hey, I never said that. And listen, in defense of Embiid, it's not just Embiid. I see Giannis
out there. No, but we were just
there.
Talking about him that time.
Right.
Yeah. I see y'all. Steph Curry has made all of these guys want to be perimeter players instead of holding down their position. You know, Steph Curry has made all these guys want to be perimeter players. And listen, something I was thinking about this weekend, I give props to Shaq, too, because Shaq made all these seven-footers want to be better free throw shooters than him.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden now, everybody 7 foot can shoot a free throw when it used to be, you know.
And some could shoot threes.
Yeah, exactly.
Some could,
Well, that is the Steph Curry influence, you know. Those guys shooting those threes. That's Steph Curry, you know. He birthed and woke that up into these guys. So, you know, and listen, I give him his props for doing it. You know, he put his mark on the game and made it what it is. But serious, these big men need to go back to playing in a big man's role. Cut that perimeter crap out, man. And I'm going to jump out there now early and say, until somebody changed my mind, my money going to be on Phoenix, man. My money going to be on the Phoenix Suns because Chris Paul, even without Chris Paul on that floor, you can see his influence over this team. You know, the way they play, how they go on, carry on with their business. So, you know, my money is on Phoenix, you know.
Man, what's wrong with your voice, Phoenix. Man?
He said he was sick.
I was sick, man.
I
didn't
say he was sick, man.
I can't.
My bad,
man.
Player.
Hey, what
Big
you got
Bell? That boy Booker. He got that Kobe in him right now, man. You know him and Kobe tight. He loves Kobe. Everything that boy do, he look like Kobe Bryant out there.
But he ain't Kobe, dog.
Huh?
He ain't Kobe. He ain't Kobe.
I didn't
Kobe,
say that, bro.
He
gonna, listen to him.
I'm
listen
just
to
saying,
him.
Bro, he going to run out of listen gas like he did last year. You watch.
Nah, man. He what
he
I'm telling you.
He ran out of health.
He going to be okay,
everybody
bro. I promise you. I'm not saying he is Kobe. I'm just saying he mimicked his game right now to me. He just looked like Kobe out there, man. All his moves, when he stepped back and fade away with that jumper, he be punishing him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I ain't going to argue with you, little bruh.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. I'm more impressed
with Aiden. See, I'm you know, because it's a bunch of point guards and people rave off the point guards. I love centers. You know, we was talking about somebody who could post down low and stuff, and y'all. I just learned from y'all as a center, Embiid is not, you know, saying a center, you know, saying who I thought should be. He should be posting up more, but I like that dude Aiden from the Suns. You know, saying in the finals, I think it was in the finals, he averaged like 85% inside the paint. That's unheard of. And then you're shooting, you know, like 89% in the free throw line. That's impressive. So that's expected for the Suns to win it, but I think it's going to be somebody from the East that's going to win it.
Look out for Ernest.
Come again.
Look out for the Memphis Grizzlies.
You know what? I can understand the love and the thoughts for the Grizzlies, you know, and they're not a bad team. They're not a bad team. I just think that the Grizzlies is a little bit ahead of their time. I don't think it's time for them yet. They haven't put all of their pieces together. So I believe now
And that's not to say that they won't put on a damn good show in this year's
right.
run. That's not to say that at all. But what I am saying
right.
is I think we need to give the Grizzlies a little bit more time and let their thing maturate. And then we can start saying, you know, look out for the Grizzlies.
If you look at Chris Paul, if you look at Chris Paul, every team that he's been on, the team has gotten better, not just him.
Right, right,
like the whole
right.
team got better. That is an
yeah.
MVP. When you can make everybody around you better than they was already,
mm-hmm.
you know, good. If you already
the
good,
leader.
They make you better. That's for me. That's an MVP. For me.
Yeah. That's that general.
Because it's hard to motivate other grown people to do what you need
yeah.
them to do. It's hard to do
yeah.
that. And it's like when
especially
he stepped on the floor, he means straight business. Like, I'm trying to get this
yeah.
check. This is my last go. I'm going to need y'all to come on and ride with me, or it's going to be some problems.
yeah, Jordan, yeah. So he sure got on Steve Kerr about that.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Kerr. And John Paxson. You better knock them checks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you got to think
with the NBA, once these guys have made it to the NBA, half of their journey is already accomplished. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it'll be hard. It's real hard to get more out of them. But Chris
right.
Paul seems to know. He seems to know the way to get more out of his players, his teammates.
Exactly. Yeah. You hit it right on
without
the
tearing them down, tearing them apart, without doing,
nah.
you know, being messy, without all the drama. He just know how to, each person has their own personality. So he adapts to each person's personality, to me.
Exactly.
Hill,
exactly.
You need some chicken broth. You need some chicken broth, man,
yeah.
or some something.
There you go.
Not or some something.
Something.
Not or some something.
What is something?
Need some something.
Really
I don't know, man. I don't know what something is.
Get some something.
Well, it's
some
exactly, I'm sorry. I am sorry that my voice isn't as you are used to it being. But, hey, if you would hear
actually, it sounded kind of sound. It sounds better, Kel, than it normally does, really.
But then shut down.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Shut that out on. I got it. You know what I mean?
You need a lemon right now, big bro.
Yeah, take a lemon, man.
I got a whole.
Get you some onion soup.
And I put myself together.
There you go.
563-999-3782.
Tie a potato around your head.
999-3782 and mute the hell out of 57. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, y'all. Wow. Damn. Okay, here we go.
Here goes out to all the babies, mamas, baby mamas, mama. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sorry,
Miss
Jada.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jada.
Don't like me. She's doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American Pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never...
Y'all bammers. I'm telling you, yo. I heard. I'm sorry, Miss Jada. I don't know how many times But y'all
by
boy,
Jada.
Yeah, I mean, there was. The NFL draft, man, I don't know if any of you guys are following or not, but, you know, see, they got me all over that side, Ms. Jada. Who in the NFL draft do you see coming out that would be some help for your team, your organization, each different team? And because he's waited online for so long, let's go to our Washington football team historian, Mr. Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
What's up, Kirby?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
How you doing,
I was down at the drugstore getting my medicine, and the guy next to me, he asked the lady pharmacist for some arsenic so he could kill his wife. And I looked over and I was thinking, what? And she says, I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that. He reached in his pocket, in his coat pocket, and pulled out a picture of his wife and the pharmacist's husband in bed. Oh. And she said, I didn't know you had a prescription.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. I'm gonna pick Duke to win the whole shebang, and as far as my Washington, whatever the name is, what's the name now, Kel?
He's not gonna say it.
Jordan Davis from Georgia. That's, yeah, who I want, but these crazy NFL owners, I swear they just ruining the game. They come out with separate rules for the playoffs now.
Yep. Separate rules.
What is that? Rule. Bullshit. You can't have one set of rules for the regular season and one different rules for the damn playoffs. And just play to somebody win the damn thing, you know?
Kirby going off.
Then somebody knocked on my door from services with a baby and says, the baby's yours. I said, what? She says, your name Ronnie Bowen? I said, no. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, Ronnie?
Hey, look. I ain't got on no orange suit today. I got on my men in black suit.
And then you put your name out your fucking mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm just sitting out here on a rock in Colorado eating the moon pie and just listening to Kel. His hoarse voice sounded like he was screaming and yelling at a dice game, you know, little Joe, mama need new pair of shoes and all this stuff, you know, just getting all hoarse down there, you know. Yeah.
Hey, come on, Kirby.
Look at
not
Jada.
You too, Kirby.
Not that Jada.
But seriously, I've been learning a lot about basketball just listening to y'all, you know. Especially Ronnie there with statistics and everything.
That's right. Yeah.
I ain't got my jumpsuit on either.
No, that's right.
Well, actually, Ronnie wanted Syracuse in there because his, you know, the orange being there, you know, matches his county jumpsuit with numbers on the back of it.
I told you. Hey, look, I don't think you heard me. I'm out of probation.
Okay.
You know what? In all seriousness, let me ask a question to my cowboy fans on here. I see all the moves you guys are making or have made, and a lot of people are upset over some of the moves. Who do you guys see in this draft that's going to come out and help your squad? Who do you guys see as an advantage for you all as a team?
Right.
Come on, Cowboys.
Well, they better take a wide receiver.
You think
they ain't got no wide receivers no more.
Just for the Cowboys fans.
You stumped them.
Okay.
You stumped them, Kale.
They upset the Collins. Yeah, they got rid of Lyle Collins. Dude, yeah, they are upset. We got rid of a lot of people, like about six or eight people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who they. I don't know what they're gonna do right now. Who they gonna? What's gonna be a splash and all that? I gotta wait a couple of more months, man. Wait about June, and I'll be able to talk to you about that.
I mean, based on what y'all said, and since the Cowboy fans don't even want to answer, I can answer that. And because y'all just said that the dude Collins is gone from the offensive line. John Madden said everything starts from the offensive line. So the thing is, they're going to have to revamp the offensive line as well, you know, as we do. But I think they're going to pick a right – pick a right tackle, right guard, versatile. I don't know what school dudes go to, but I think they're going to fit that offensive line. They butter if they want to protect Dak Prescott.
Right.
These wide receivers, they ain't got no wide receivers. They all went to Cleveland.
But
yeah,
see, that's the thing. Skill players come later, though. Skill players come like in the compulsory draft or, you know, to pick something and things like that.
No, Ron, they don't. Skill players come that late if you have everything you need. Then you can pick skill players anytime you want. So I hate when people say, oh, you got to wait till this round to draft this and that round to get. Why? Why do you have to? No, you pick what you need by what is available right then and there.
Right.
I don't care.
But
I don't care if you take a lineman in the first round. If your team is in desperate need of a lineman, then that's what you draft.
You better get him. Yeah.
You better get him before somebody else do, and then you sitting there like, damn, we should have.
I don't agree with that, Kale, because you're better off getting the best player available. The best player available.
No,
can't always do that.
So Kirby. So if the best player available, and let's use Washington for example, right? When Sean Taylor was living and playing, if the best player available was a safety, why would you waste your pick and get another safety when you already have a powerhouse at safety? That makes no sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. I'm going to get the best player available of need. I'm going to get the best player available of me. I'm picking what I need. I don't give a damn about the other team and what they got or don't have. I'm picking what I need first. And I could care less about what anybody has to say about it. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in a draft or a popularity contest? I thought it was a draft. I'm not here to be popular.
It's supposed to be the draft, but they've turned into a popularity contest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make my team better, not do. And then the thing that really pisses me off is the Cowboys come up after my pick, after I pick that popularity way, the Cowboys come up and pick the damn player that I want. So that means two times a year, I got to face this dude. No, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Well, I ain't going to pick a safety if I already got one.
But you just said,
that's what you just said. You're going to pick
that. The best player available. The best player available. Maybe it's a left tackle. Maybe it's like this guy, Jordan Davis from Georgia.
Well, I'm cool with that.
I don't guess they did. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Ain't that what...
I tell you what, though, about Cleveland now. Cleveland, you know, going with this Watson dude and all that, giving away the farm and the house and the outhouse and everything, just giving it all away. They better watch the Pittsburgh Steelers because they won't stay down long. That is a fine organization in that division.
Come on, bro.
You just watch and see. You just watch and see.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
I ain't touching that 10-foot pole.
Hey, Kirby, you better off saying Carson Wentz is finally going to be the one that's going to take the Commanders to the playoffs. You better off just saying that, Brad. Because Pittsburgh.
That's true. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Y'all about him real comfortable saying Commanders. I'm telling you.
They say it's so easy. I can't believe I'm saying that name either.
But it is what it is.
I'm talking about
what's happened. What's going to happen on that football field? Carson Wentz is very, very.
What did he say? I can't hear. He's in the background.
Carson Wentz going deep.
No, I was saying that Scurry Terry is going to be the one that's going to have a big season. I think he's going to have like 1,500 yards in receiving this year. Carson Wentz going for 4,000 yards this year. Give him the right tight end. He's good. I'm ready for you to say that, Kirby. Than Pittsburgh. I don't see Pittsburgh doing it.
With all that.
I was talking about the win.
Hold on, Kirby.
Division that Cleveland's in. That's what I'm talking about because you got the Bengals and everything. I mean, that's a tough
it's
division.
It's somebody talking at the same time. Hold on, wait a minute, Kirby.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
Ron, with all the stats that you just clamored and screamed out, how many of those will be a victory? How many W's? Because at the end of the day, I don't care about individual stats. I care about wins and losses.
I understand. Reason why I feel as though this is a Carson Wentz tour this year. You played the teams from last year that you for the coach. You lost against Jacksonville. You get to play them this year for that revenge. And you get to play the Philadelphia Eagles twice. You get to play the South. You played that South, that same division you played last year, and it's a revenge tour. And I think he gonna win at least 9 or 10 games now because this is personal to him from last year. Mm-hmm. I think the coach let him go too quick. I know them two losses, that's supposed to got you in the playoffs. I understand that, but at the end of the day, he finished 9-8, and 9-8 in the NFC can't get you somewhere. And that's not front on it.
Well, he's playing hurt too. He started off great, then he got hurt, and he played hurt.
Yeah.
He get hurt every year.
I was gonna say every year.
But he'll be hurt this year with these 17 games.
No, he's been healthy all 17 games this year. So that's a good sign itself. The statistics is good, but it's just that what y'all stated, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you can't make bonehead plays expect for you to win them important games. You got to win them important games.
Right.
Those division games, you have to win those. If you don't win those, you're going to continuously going to be ridiculed. For example, you go 4-2 in the division next year and you win the games that's necessary in the conference, guaranteed people going to speak your name in a positive direction. Why? Because you won your division games. That's something you didn't do previous year. That's what I'm looking forward with, Carson Wentz.
Well,
007.
Yeah.
I like you, man, because you keep hope alive. I ain't mad at you because I do the same
thing. I got to, man.
I'm being serious. I do, too. I like that. I ain't mad at you. You doing your homework. Because everything you said, I didn't know about all that. He going back against all the teams that he playing. And one thing I do know is they like getting revenge in the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's the quarterback. Yeah.
Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, and you know you got New England Patriots on the schedule. Oh, this team gave up on me. You couldn't give me the money that you know I deserve or whatever. Screw me. You put me through. You gonna give up on me? Okay, I'm gonna go down here, and I'm gonna give me a championship down here.
Down here. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah. So that's why.
I didn't know
that
stuff either.
Motivation, man. It can be a dangerous ingredient to a player's mentality. It really can.
Yeah.
It's either going to make you give your best effort or it's going to have you drive your driving force in the wrong direction. Either which way.
Yeah.
Either way. It all depends on how you as a player, as a person, take it. If you don't take the proper mental time with each situation, then you'll find yourself in the losing end. But if you take that proper time and think that thing through, hey, you're going to come out on top in every occasion. Correct. So, yes, we're beyond a shadow of a doubt. Carson Wentz has his motivation. But when the opportunity comes, will he have that motivation set in the proper pace for success? That's the question.
He got that. He got big arm. He can roll out the pocket. He has everything. He's tailor-made for a quarterback. You just can't make bonehead plays. You can't do that.
No,
like you were saying that the I saw an ill-televised interception. You can't do that in the late games. Like you can't do that. Going back in the end zone and throwing the ball, think you about to throw it away, and then or whatever the case is, it's safety. You can't do that. So these are things he has to polish up. You know, I feel as though it should be more rollout plays for him. You know, open up the playbook more for him. You got Scurry Curry and Cam Sims. And Cam Sims could very well have a great season.
And Logan Thomas, too.
No, I don't know about Logan Thomas.
I agree with moving the pocket and putting Wentz in a better position for success. But let's not forget, Wentz is not a scrambler. Wentz is not a runaround quarterback at all. So you're looking for athleticism that really isn't there. You know, you're asking him to add something to his game that really has been gone. Now, we did see Wentz do this his first season with Philly. But since his injury, Wentz haven't been mobile. He haven't been that move around quarterback that we would like to see him be with Washington. So you kind of have to accept what's happening. Exactly.
I heard his number is going to be number 11, and I just hope he plays like Mark Griffin and not like Patrick Ramsey. That's all.
Boy. You know what?
Yeah.
I told you, Ron, your ass gonna drive me crazy with this football season.
I already know your analogies
and what you come down to. The bottom line is that boy, you got me crazy. Number 11. Boy, I can't wait till the season, man. I can't wait till the season starts. It's going to be a fun football season.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Well, when's to prove them all wrong? I'll tell you that right now. The doubters, the powders, and the do-withouters. That's what I call them.
Yeah, I'm going to laugh now. I'm going to figure that out when I get off the phone.
call me, Ronnie.
I got you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. That just took me all the way out.
I told y'all this therapy right here.
Hey,
therapy at Kale's Corner.
I don't even know what to say. Dang.
Well, I've been waiting on Catrice and Kale to argue about something, but they ain't arguing today.
It ain't Thursday,
Mr. Kirby.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kale ain't got the voice, man. Kale ain't got the voice. I'm losing every argument today. I'm surprised.
I think he was screaming and yelling at a dog fight or something. I don't know.
At a dog fight. Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all what it was. Treats passed, paved the way. You know what I mean? Me and Treats were talking about Will. Me and Treats and I was talking about Chris Rock and Will Smith. And I'm up late at night. Hold on, Treats. Wait a minute. Treats. What? And next thing I know, my voice was gone. So, yeah. I have to thank Treats for this. Thank Treats for this. Yeah, she did it.
Hey, well, hey, speaking on
tell
that,
you,
right?
I tell you. Go on.
I was saying, speaking on that, Will, what award did he get?
Best picture and best actor.
And best actor.
And that's what he
two
of them. And he that's, got two and awards. And he showed the whole world why he got the best acting award.
So
he got two awards.
And he won a Jonathan. You know what? Yeah, I just told you, Ron. I said best actor and best picture.
What was the picture name?
Richard King, Venus and Serena's father. Tank, he wasn't acting. He smacked that man. That was not acting.
What I will say,
he portrayed a gangster because we know Will Smith ain't no gangster. So he portrayed and took the part of a gangster because we know he's not a gangster. But
exactly.
I'm just saying, man, that was wrong. That was wrong on Will Smith's part. And I understand the thing of the wife. I truly do. And I can get with that. But I'm looking at it like this. And listen, because his wife does not defend him or do anything. Is somebody sleep?
Yeah, like Mr. Alphonse.
Yeah, somebody's sleep, man. Somebody's sleep. I think it's 57.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know. No wonder you missed that baseball news.
Right.
But, I understand it's a man's place to defend his wife. It's a man's position to protect her from whatever, whenever. I can understand that. But, again, I can't reiterate this fact enough. It was a joke. It was a joke, y'all.
Right.
It was a joke. It was a joke. And I've been asked by several people, if you and your woman out and such and such and this and that, then how would you feel about it? And you can't just make a statement like that because you have to add all the factors involved with this. You have to add all the factors involved with this. And when it comes down to it, Jada has been a what word am I looking for, guys? Jada has been one of the most. I'm gonna do what I want to do, wives that I've ever seen. Controversial, yes. It's my world. And even as the awards were going on, I looked at her, and I don't know if I'm the only one that saw this, but I saw somewhat jealousy from her towards her own husband. It was like she was looking like, I can't wait till this night is over. I'm not winning anything. You know, it's going to be another night all about him. It's going to be another night all about my husband and not me. Well, if you're a wife, you know your husband can't be awarded or respected without you being involved.
That's the thing. She was never involved with her. She was having a tangent with another dude, and you have a nerve to show up at the war knowing you was poison to that man.
He's drinking poison. He's gonna stay with her until he figure out that the poison is starting to work. Like I'm getting sick.
Because that poison showed up at the Oscars award. What you did to Chris Rock was wrong. That's poison. You with this woman that don't even respect. I don't respect you. And like somebody brought up earlier at the red on table, whatever the show is. You put him out there as if he's a weak man. That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Another black man has to catch something because he feels though he has to show his ego off. He got something to prove. It's crazy. That girl is poison.
Wow.
You wrong, bro. You wrong.
All right, y'all. But y'all
know
what
time that day it is. Good Lord, that time already, y'all. It's that time already. I'm going to be quick so Kel can bring up the rear. Lou, from Kel's corner to you and your whole everything. We love you. I just want you to know that. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. We're sorry we didn't call in. I forgot. I'm sorry. But we all wanted to say happy birthday to Lou. Kale and Miss P would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Everyone. Online and on the phone. Kale and Miss P would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as Thursday, you guys. Not as much as Thursday. Because when Thursday comes, y'all know how we do. Get the popcorn ready. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Facebook and on Instagram. You guys can also log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean, and you guys can hear us all day long. We love you guys. Till Thursday at 5 p.m., we'll see you guys. I love you. Give people their flowers while they can smell them. I love you. And don't be going around slapping people. Except if they need it. If they need it, go and do it.
Don't do it if they need it. Like Ms. Street said, we love you all. Can't wait till Thursday. Hopefully my voice will be back and we'll get up with y'all then. All right. Have a good one until Thursday.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
We don't.